So before you listen to the sermon, read Genesis chapter 18. And the title of today's sermon is Appearances of Jesus in the Old Testament. We're actually going to talk about some doctrine today. And it's basically, because normally in New Year I will have some sermon that encourages you to
make some
good intentions and start your Bible reading plan,
yeah,
commit to pray every day. Yeah, so by this, I will do this. Pray every day, read your Bible every day,
pick up
some of those gospel explanations at the back. There's a Bible reading plan.
But
today's sermon is kind of a follow-up from last week. We talked about Jesus, that he is the pivotal person in the history of humankind.
که گفتیم تنها کسی بود که تک بود در تاریخ انسان.
Yeah, and that of course Jesus was not just a baby that was born.
عیسی مسیح فقط یک نوزادی نبود که متولد شد.
He's a savior.
اون نجات دهنده ای بود
God.
که خداوند بود.
Yeah, the God in the flesh, manifest in the flesh.
جس پوشید و در میان ما ساکن
شد. I believe I shortly mentioned
جمله بهتون گفتم.
And I know we know this, that Jesus didn't start to exist when he was born as a baby.
قبول داریم و اعتقاد داریم که عیسی مسیح زمان تولدش بر به عنوان یک نوزاد آغاز خلقت عیسی نبود.
It was God taking on flesh.
خدایی بود که جسد پوشید.
Jesus is eternal.
عیسی مسیح از ازل بوده و تا ابد.
He always existed.
همیشه بوده.
Yeah. Go to John 1:1. I want to read it again.
یوحنا 1:1.
In the beginning. 1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
همه چیز به واسطه او به وجود آمد و بدون او چیزی به وجود نیامد که آفریده شده است.
Yeah, Jesus is the creator. He created everything.
Now,
what I want to show you today is that Jesus actually appeared also in the Old Testament.
And
I do not mean about all the scriptures that talk about his coming, his coming in the flesh. All these prophecies.
No,
I'm talking about Jesus bodily appearing in the Old Testament. Yeah, so we're going to learn about this doctrine. Now you might say, why do we need to know all these things?
Now,
that's because we need to understand why we believe things we believe from the Bible.
We
need to have a solid understanding about who we believe God is.
Yeah,
and this for example will help you to understand the Trinity better and solidify that doctrine. And I don't believe there's much confusion about this in this church. But there's a lot of confusion in the world about this. You have those at one end of the spectrum that will start to deny the deity of Christ. Take away that he is fully God. And on the other end, you have people who will try to make Jesus the same as God the Father. Saying, oh, Jesus is just another expression of God the Father. Now, that's heresy. That's not what we believe. That's not what the Bible teaches. Yeah? Go to 1 John 5. Yeah, we read just the Word was God and the Word was with God. 1 John 5. 1 John, yeah?
1 John?
Yeah, 1 John 5:7. I'm just repeating it. 1 John 5:7.
John, first one.
1 John 5:7.
You mean...
I want you to go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that are bereket in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند: پدر، کلمه، روح القدس، و این هر سه یک هستند.
Yeah, that is one of the easiest verses to go to. To show that God is three in one. And we use, of course, a term, Trinity. Yeah, because this is an easier term to use. But now, you might say, I don't understand. How can God be three in one? Now, of course, it really doesn't matter if you understand it or not. Yeah, but this is what the Bible teaches who God is.
Yeah,
the Bible makes it very clear, Jesus is God. Yeah. No question about that. But then we also see that we have God the Father, God the Son, yeah, the Word, or God the Holy Spirit. There are three different persons being identified. Now, as some people will say, oh, you call it God a person.
Now,
that's a biblical term. Let me show you that. Yeah, Hebrews 1:3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Hebrews 1:3.
Yeah, God is not a thing. Yeah, God is not some impersonal force. No. He is a person. God the Father is a person. Yeah, Jesus the Word is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. And these three persons are one. God is three in one. Now, what I want to give you today is some examples. Actually, six examples I will give you. From the Old Testament. Where Jesus shows up in bodily form. Yeah, and I'll be just going in chronological order from the beginning to the end of the Bible to make it easy. Yeah, so let's look at these. Yeah, Jesus existed in the Old Testament. Jesus is eternal. Jesus actually walked this earth before that. Before Jesus was born in the flesh.
So,
the first one is Abraham meeting Melchizedek, king of Salem.
Yep.
So, I'll give you the context. Yeah, we have Lot, who is close to the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. Eventually, of course, he ends up living there.
Now,
they get attacked. And their attackers take them captive, and Lot is part of that group that is taken captive. Yeah, so Abraham hears about it. Yeah, he has a big group of servants who are actually trained to protect and to do war.
So he
goes after the attackers to basically save Lot. Now let's read that. Genesis 14 and read verses 14 till 20. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and the servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hands, and he gave them tithes of all."
چون ابرام شنید که خیشاوند او اسیر شده است، 318 تن از خانزادان کار آزموده خیش را برگرفت و دشمن را تا دان تعقیب کرد. شبانگاه او و همراهانش به چند گروه تقسیم شده به دشمن حمله بردند و ایشان را شکست داده تا حوبه که در شمال دمشق است تعقیب کردند. او همه اموال را باز گرفت و خیشاوندانش لوط و اموال او را نیز با زنان و دیگر مردمان باز آورد. پس از آنکه ابرام از شکست دادن کدور لاعور و پادشاهانی که با او بودند بازگشت، پادشاه سدوم تا وادی شاوه که وادی شاه باشد به استقبال او بیرون آمد. آنگاه ملکی صدق پادشاه سلیم نان و شراب بیرون آورد. او کاهن خدای متعال بود و ابرام را برکت داد و گفت: مبارک باد ابرام از جانب خدای متعال، مالک آسمان و زمین.
Yeah, so Abraham saves the day with God's help. They're coming back and there is this meeting, and suddenly we have this man showing up, Melchizedek, king of Salem. He's called a priest of the Most High God. And let me directly start drawing some parallels. Of course, Jesus, of course, is called our high priest. He's bringing bread and wine. Yeah, of course, if we know about the Lord's Supper, yeah, we have the bread and the wine, the bread pointing to the body of Jesus, the wine to his blood. Yeah, and Abraham gives tithes to this high priest of the Most High. Yeah, and tithes is a tenth of what we receive. Yeah, that we give to God. Yeah, the Bible says this is not yours, this is to keep.
God said this is mine.
But that's for another sermon. So, it's an interesting match if you look at it. But you might say, it's a stress to just call this, oh, this is a Jesus in bodily form.
Yeah.
You probably say, oh, this is more like a picture of a symbol pointing to Jesus. And I get that. Yeah? But go to Hebrews 7 and see if you still think this after reading this. Read verses 1 and 2 from Hebrews 7 for now. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abram returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abram gave a tenth of all, first being the interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
او را استقبال کرده به دو برکت داد و ابراهیم نیز از همه چیزها ده یک به دو داد که اول به معنی پادشاه عدالت است و بعد پادشاه سلیم نیز یعنی پادشاه سلامتی.
Yeah, so this is the same story.
In همون داستانی
and here we're going to be given some more information about this event.
اینجا جزئیات بیشتری بهمون میگه.
Yeah, now also it's explained what the king of Salem means, king of peace.
پادشاه سالم یعنی پادشاه سلامتی.
Yeah, of course, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
عیسی مسیح پادشاه سلامتی خونده شده.
And he is also called king of righteousness.
پادشاه عدالت.
Which again is a very interesting term.
بازم اسم جالبیه.
Yeah, because Jesus is our righteousness.
عیسی مسیح عدالت ماست.
And of course, Jesus is really the only one who is righteous because the rest of us have sinned.
بقیه‌مون گناه کردیم.
Now you say, I'm still not convinced. Okay.
هنوز قبول ندارم.
Read on.
ادامه بدید.
Read verse 3.
آیه 3.
Yeah. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually.
بی پدر و بی مادر و بی نسب نامه و بدون ابتدای ایام و انتهای حیات، بلکه به شبیه پسر خدا شده کاهن دائمی میماند.
Yeah, so what is said about Melchizedek?
That
he doesn't have a father and mother.
نه پدر داره نه مادر داره.
Yeah, that he doesn't have a beginning
و آغازی نداره.
Or an end.
بی نسبه.
Yeah. So you have this Melchizedek walking around in the world at that time.
And it
says these things about him. And this is the author making statements. So can you really say that, oh, Melchizedek was such a normal human being? Yeah, and then it also says, made like unto the Son of God. Which of course, Jesus is the Son of God. And if you read on, it goes on to say how Melchizedek is greater than Abraham. The fact that he gave tithes to Abraham. And of course, Jesus is called a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Yeah, so I believe that this Melchizedek in the Old Testament was Jesus in bodily form. Yeah, appearing to Abraham. You might believe that it's a symbol, and that's fine. Yeah, but taking it together with Hebrews 7, I'm convinced it is an appearance of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Now look at the next one I want to show you. And that's the one from Genesis 18. And here there is no doubt. This is 100% clear. This is Jesus in bodily form. Yeah, nobody would have an argument about this one. And I wouldn't have an argument about the other one as well. Genesis 18, and read verse 1. Yeah, this is, by the way, the context of this is just before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is in the next chapter. Read Genesis 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
روزی خداوند در بلوچستان ممری بر ابراهیم ظاهر شد آنگاه که او در گرمای روز به در خیمه خیش نشسته بود.
Now, I'm not sure if the Farsi Bible actually identifies the word Lord correctly.
But
in English Bibles, in Dutch Bibles,
yeah,
when you find Lord with capitals, it shows you that it's translated from the word Jehovah, God.
Yeah,
so it says, and the Lord appeared unto him. Yeah, it says, Jehovah God appeared unto him in the plains. Yeah? Because it's the all caps version.
Yeah, so
directly we already know that Abraham is meeting God there. Read on the verse 2. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground.
Ibrahim sar balan karde did ke inak se mard muqabel u istadand chon anan ra did az dar khayme be pishvaz ishan shetab va ruy bar zamin nahad.
Yeah, so there's three men showing up.
And
we will learn who they are.
Yeah,
two of them will be the angels that eventually will go to Sodom and Gomorrah. And the other one,
yeah,
is the Lord. Yeah, Jehovah God. Yeah, read on, 3-8. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abram hastened into the tent, unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the heart. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf was which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat.
وزیر درخت بیارم امید و لغمنانی بیاورم تا بخورید و نیرو بگیرید و پس از آن رهسپار شوید چرا که شما را بر بنده خود گذر افتاده است. پاسخ دادند آنچه گفتی بکن. پس ابراهیم به خیمه نزد سارا شتافت و گفت بشتافت. سه پیمانه آرد مرغوب برگرفته خمیر کن و گرد نانها ببز. آنگاه به سوی رمه دوید و گوساله‌ای جوان و خوب برگزید و آن را به غلامی سپرد تا زود آماده کند. سپس خامه و شیر و گوساله‌ای را که آماده کرده بود آورد و پیش روی ایشان نهاد و خود زیر درخت نزد ایشان ایستاد تا خورند.
This is not some vision. This is an actual event.
Feet
are being washed. Food is being prepared. And we see that these three men, in bodily form, and they, it says they eat. Read on, verse 9 till 13. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old?
They said, همسرت سارا کجاست؟ گفت در خیمه است. آنگاه یکی از آنها گفت به یقین سال بعد همین وقت نزد تو باز خواهم گشت و همسرت سارا را پسری خواهد بود. و سارا به در خیمه که پشت سمین بود میشنید. ابراهیم و سارا پیر و سالخورده بودند و عادت زنان از سارا منقطع شده بود. پس سارا در دل خود خندید و گفت آیا پس از آن که فرسوده گشتم و سرورم نیز پیر شده است مرا لذت خواهد بود؟ آنگاه خداوند به ابراهیم گفت سارا چرا خندید و گفت آیا اکنون که پیر شده ام به راستی فرزندی خواهم زاد؟
Yeah, in verse 13, again the word Lord is used, and again it's the one with all caps.
باز کلمه خداوند استفاده شده باز هم اگر به زبان انگلیسی باشه حروف بزرگ نوشته شده.
And of course we see that the Lord actually knows what Sarah is thinking in her mind. That's another indication that this is God.
خداوند بوده که از اطلاع داشته از فکر سارا.
Yeah, read on, verse 14 till 16. Is anything to heart of the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the man rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way.
آیا هیچ کاری هست که برای خداوند دشوار باشد؟ در موعد مقرر سال بعد همین وقت نزد تو باز خواهم گشت و سارا را پسری خواهد بود. اما سارا انکار کرد و گفت نخندیدم زیرا ترسیده بود. اما او گفت نه بلکه خندیدی. آنگاه آن مردان از آنجا روانه شده روی به جانب سدوم نهادند و ابراهیم با آنان رفت تا ایشان را بدرقه کند.
Yeah, skip to 20 and read verse 20-22 as well. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is common to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord.
حال آن که از ابراهیم بیگمان قومی بزرگ و نیرومند پدید خواهد آمد و همه قوم‌های زمین به واسطه او برکت خواهند یافت زیرا او را برگزیدم تا فرزندان و اهل خانه خیش را پس از خود امر فرماید که با به جا آوردن پارسایی و عدالت طریق خداوند را نگاه دارند تا خداوند آنچه را که به ابراهیم وعده داده است نصیب او گرداند. آنگاه خداوند فرمود فریاد شکایت بر ضد سدوم و اموره چنان بلند است و گناهشان چنان سنگین است که پایین می روم تا ببینم آیا مطابق فریادی که به من رسیده است به تمامی به عمل آوردند یا نه. اگر چنین نباشد خواهم دانست. پس آن مردان از آنجا روی گردانیده به جانب سدوم رفتند اما ابراهیم همچنان در حضور خداوند ایستاده بود.
Yep. So later of course we know that the two that end up in Sodom and Gomorrah are the angels.
Yeah.
So one was left, and it says Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Yeah, Abraham stood before God. Yeah, Jehovah remained with Abraham. And then in verse 33, and the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned into his place.
33?
Yeah, only
33.
Yeah? Yeah, so the Bible clearly says this was God who met with Abraham. Now, go to John 1. John 1, and read verse 18. No man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him.
یوحنا 1:18 خدا را هرگز کسی ندیده است. پسر یگانه مولودی که در آغوش پدر است، همان او را شناساند.
Yeah, so Abraham clearly
ابراهیم
stood before God.
در مقابل خداوند ایستاد.
Abraham had a conversation with God face to face.
با خداوند رو در رو صحبت کرد.
Yet it says here.
اما تو کتاب یوحنا میگه
No man had seen God at any time.
خداوند رو در هیچ زمانی ندیده.
Is the Bible contradicting itself here?
آیا کتاب مقدس ضد هم حرف میزنه؟
Yeah. And the answer is, of course, no.
جواب اینه که نه.
Because both are true.
چون هر دو تاش همین
قضیه. No one had seen God the Father at any time.
هیچ کس خدای پدر رو رو در رو ندیده.
God the Father was the first person in the Trinity.
اولین شخص تثلیث رو هیچ کسی ندیده.
Yet man has seen Jesus,
عیسی رو دیدن.
The Son of God.
پسر خدا.
The Word.
کلام.
Who was with God.
که با خود خدا بود.
And who was God.
که خود خدا.
Yeah, the second person of the Trinity.
دومین شخصیت تثلیث که ظاهر کرده خودش رو.
Abraham met Jesus
عیسی
in bodily form
در بدنش رو در روی خودش دید.
And he talked with him.
با عیسی صحبت کرد.
And Jesus ate.
و عیسی باهاش غذا خورد.
Yeah? Go to Exodus 33.
خروج 33.
Where we have Moses
موسی رو داریم.
Requesting to see the glory of God.
درخواست میکنه که جلال خداوند رو ببینه.
First 11.
Yeah.
And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again to the camp. But the servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Yeah, so it's interesting, as it says, Moses had this interaction face to face. Yeah, now I don't even use it as an extra example. This is not one of the six, but now read what it says a little further in the same chapter. 18-20.
Yeah.
And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. Yeah, that's Moses talking to God. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy unto whom I will shew mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live.
آنگاه موسی گفت, تمنای این که جلال خود را بر من بنمایی. گفت, من تمامی نیکویی خود را از برابر تو می گذرانم, و در برابر تو نام خود یهوه را ندا می کنم. فیض خواهم بخشید به هر که نسبت به او فیاض هستم, و رحم خواهم کرد بر هر که نسبت به او رحیم هستم. و گفت, اما روی مرا نمی توانی دید, زیرا انسان نمی تواند مرا ببیند و زنده بماند. و خداوند ادامه داد, اینک نزدیک من مکانی هست که آنجا می توانی بر صخره بایستی.
Yeah, no man can see the face of God as in God the Father and live.
And
man would be exposed to God in that way, would just die.
Now,
will we ever see the face of God?
And
the answer is yes. Yeah, Revelation 22. 22 verses 3 and 4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.
و دیگر هیچ لعنت نخواهد بود. تخت خدا و بره در آن خواهد بود و بندگانش او را عبادت خواهند نمود و چهره او را خواهند دید و اسم وی و پیشانی ایشان خواهد بود.
And of course we're reading from the last chapter in the Bible here.
در آخرین فصل کتاب مقدس
خوندیم. This describes period after the millennium reign of Christ.
بعد از سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح این داستان اتفاق
می‌افتد. At this moment no one had seen the face of God the Father.
هیچ کسی حضور
پدر mankind has seen the face of Jesus.
ولی همه انسان‌ها در نسل‌های متفاوت صورت عیسی را دیدند.
Also in the Old Testament.
حتی در عهد عتیق.
Yeah, like Abraham.
ابراهیم عیسی را دید.
Like Melchizedek.
ملک صادق.
Go to Genesis 32.
پیدایش
32. Let me just make another remark in regards to Genesis 18.
در مورد پیدایش فصل 18.
It's not the topic of the sermon.
موضوع موزم نیست.
But there's a discussion sometimes in regards to the Sodomites.
بعضی وقتا بحثی هست در مورد سدومی‌ها.
That's Jesus is not so hard on it. It was just in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Jesus came and
now it's okay. سدومی‌ها مشکل نداره.
Who's the one judging in Genesis 18? Who wants to pass judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah? Who was Abraham talking to? Jesus.
Yeah?
Jesus didn't change his opinion. Now go to Genesis 32. And there we have Jacob. And he is wrestling with a man. Read verses 24 till 30. Just read the whole piece. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
Where is that? 24
Yeah. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life was preserved.
دید که بر یعقوب چیره نمی شود بیخران یعقوب را گرفت چنان که بیخران او به هنگام کشتی با آن مرد از جای در رفت آنگاه آن مرد گفت بگذار بروم زیرا سپیده بر دمیده است اما یعقوب پاسخ داد تا مرا برکت ندهی نمی گذارم بروی مرد از او پرسید نام تو چیست پاسخ داد یعقوب آنگاه آن مرد گفت از این پس نام تو نه یعقوب بلکه اسرائیل خواهد بود زیرا با خدا و انسان مجاهده کردی و چیره شدی آنگاه یعقوب گفت تمنا این که نامت را به من بگویی ولی آن مرد پاسخ داد چرا نام مرا میپرسی و در آنجا او را برکت داد پس یعقوب آنجا را فنیئیل نامید و گفت زیرا خدا را رو به رو دیدم و با این همه جانم رهایی یافت.
Yeah, so Jacob was wrestling with a man in the night. This is a story before he's meeting Esau, his brother, which he's afraid of.
یعقوب داره کشتی میگیره با یه آقای قبل از اینکه عیسی رو ببینه.
And he calls the name Peniel.
و نام چی رو میخونه؟
Phineal. Yeah, and what does it mean?
Phineal,
yeah, yeah, it says, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved."
دیدم و زنده ماندم.
Yeah. Now nobody can see God.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه خدا رو ببینه.
Yeah, God the Father and live.
خدای پدر رو ببینه و زنده ببینه.
So, what did Jacob see here?
از یعقوب کی رو دید اینجا؟
And the answer, that is Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
Now, you might say, this is just Jacob saying this.
اینجا یعقوب بوده که این حرف رو زده.
And you told us that if you talk about doctrine, we need to go from statements.
باید از جمله‌هایی به اتفاق بیفتیم.
Yeah, that the author makes.
نویسنده گفته.
And yes, you're right.
درسته.
So let's go to Isaiah.
بریم اشعیا.
Hosea 12.
Hosea or Isaiah?
Hosea. Hosea 12. And read for now 2 till 3. And where we have the same story being referred to. The Lord had also a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb and by his strength he had power with God.
Hosea.
Hosea 12, verses 2 till 3 for now, and then we're going to read some more.
خداوند بر علیه یهودا ادعایی است. او یعقوب را به حسب راه‌هایش مجازات خواهد کرد و او را به وفق اعمالش سزا خواهد داد. او در رحم پاشنه پدرش را گرفت و چون مرد شد با خدا مجاهده کرد.
Yeah, so clearly we're talking about Jacob. There's no question about this.
بحث در مورد یعقوب و یعقوب با خدا مجاهده.
Read the next two verses.
دو تا آیه بعدی.
He had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in battle, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorial.
با فرشته مجاهده کرد و چیره گشت. گریان شد و به وی التماس نمود. در بیت ایل خدا او را ملاقات کرد. او در آنجا با ما سخن گفت. یهوه خدای لشکرها، آنکه یهوه نام به یاد ماندنی اوست.
Yeah, now watch carefully what it says, yeah? So he prevailed over the angel.
با فرشته مجاهده کرد و چیره گشت.
And he wept and made supplication unto him.
و گریه شد و به وی التماس کرد.
Unto the angel.
به فرشته.
Yeah? He found him, who, the angel, in battle.
در بیت ایل.
And there he spake with us.
دید خدا او را ملاقات کرد.
Yeah, of course, us would be definitely pointing to God.
گفت. ما منظورش خدا
بود. And it would include the angel, the him.
و اون فرشته اوه و خدا ماست در حقیقت.
I preached two sermons on angels before.
قبلاً
and you can listen to them.
در مورد فرشته ها میتونید در موردش گوش کنید اگر
خواستید. An angel, the word angel means messenger.
کلمه فرشته یعنی پیام آور.
Yeah. You have angels that are angelic beings.
کسایی رو داریم که در
created angelic beings.
فرشته خلق شدن.
You have angels that are even human beings.
اما فرشته داریم که انسانن چون پیام آورن.
And I'll give an example later on. Of this from the Bible, from the book of Revelation. But also an angel, a messenger can refer to Jesus giving a message.
Yeah,
so this man that Jacob wrestled with, is identified here as an angel, and then is identified here as the Lord God of hosts. Just as Jacob himself said, hey, I met God face to face. Why didn't he die on the spot? Because it was Jesus in bodily form in the Old Testament.
رو در جسد دید نه خدای پدر رو.
Go to the book of Joshua.
کتاب یوشع.
And the context here is that the Israelites had made this detour of 40 years in the wilderness.
40 سال اسرائیلی ها در کویر گم شدن و دارن دور خودشون
میگردن. They're finally starting to entering the promised land.
وارد سرزمین موعود میشن.
Under the leadership of Joshua.
زیر رهبریت یوشع.
And Joshua meets this man outside of Jericho.
یوشع اون آقا رو در خارج از اریها میبینه.
Read Joshua.
یوشع
chapter 5.
فصل 5
verse 13.
I see that.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he filled up his eyes and looked. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries?
سر برافراشت و دید که اینک مردی با شمشیری برهنه در دستش در برابر وی ایستاده است. یوشع نزد او رفت و پرسید آیا تو از مایی یا از دشمنان ما؟
Yeah, so Joshua sees this man there, he has a sword in his hands,
and
he goes to him, and he asks, like, hey, for who are you? Are you for us or are you for enemies? Now, the answer, verses 14 to 15, and he said, nay. But as captain of the Lord of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so.
Joshua سجده کرد و از وی پرسید سرورم به خادم خود چه می‌فرماید؟ سردار لشکر خداوند به یوشع پاسخ داد کفش از پای به در آر زیرا جایی که ایستاده ای مقدس است. و یوشع چنین کرد.
Yeah. Are you for us or are you against us?
تو با منی یا ضد مایی؟
And the answer is no.
جوابش میگه نه.
But this was not a yes or no question.
جوابش آره و نه نبوده میگه نه.
What is happening here? No.
چی میگه؟
I'm not joining you.
نه با تو هم.
Yeah, I'm not on your side.
طرف تو نیستم.
Yeah, you are on my side.
تو طرف منی.
Yeah, I am the captain of the of the host of the Lord.
من سردار لشکر پادشاه.
Yeah, this is not just anybody who's standing there with a sword in hand. This is the head.
من سر
the captain.
Yeah,
of the Lord's army.
سردار لشکر خداوند.
Joshua immediately falls to the ground on his face. And he worships.
و میپرستتش.
And the captain of the Lord's host said, "Hey, take off your shoes." Because this is a special place. This is holy ground.
خداوند چی میگه؟ میگه کفشتو در آر چون اینجا زمین مقدسه.
When normally an human being would worship an angel, what would the angel say?
معمولا نفر انسان پرستش میکنه فرشته رو. فرشته چی میگه؟
Do not worship me. Yeah? Worship only God. Let me show you the example from Revelation
22.
Which is actually also an example of a human being being used by God as a messenger. And is called an angel. Yeah? Revelation 22, verses 8 and
9.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God.
And I, Johanna, these things I heard, and saw, and as I heard and saw, I fell down to worship آن فرشته‌ای که این امور را به من نشان داد پرستش کنم. او مرا گفت زنهار نکنی زیرا که هم خدمت با تو هستم و با انبیا یعنی برادرانت و با آنانی که کلام این کتاب را نگاه دارند خدا را پرستش کن.
Yeah, so here we have somebody who was called an angel.
یه نفر داریم که فرشته
خود. And he's also called of thy brethren the prophets.
و بعد میگه که برادرانت انبیا.
Of them keep the saying of this book.
و برادرانت. Yeah,
a fellow servant. This is pointing to a human being.
یعنی میگه من انسانم.
Yeah, that is called an angel and God uses a human being to be a messenger.
خداوند ازش استفاده میکنه که فرشته‌اش.
And if you go back, you'll actually find out that this is one of the seven angels that pours out these vials.
که این پیاله‌ها رو می‌ریزه.
Now, what does he say when John drops in front of him and worships.
یوحنا میخواد اونو بپرسته چی بشه؟
Hey, don't do this. Worship God.
منو نپرست، بلکه خداوند رو بپرست.
Yeah, why didn't the angel before Joshua say that?
چرا فرشته جلوی یوشع قبول کرد؟
That is called the captain of the host of the Lord.
سردار لشکر سردار خداوند لشکرهاست. این پرستش رو قبول کرد.
That's because Joshua was worshiping God.
چون یوشع خداوند رو داشت می‌پرست.
This angel was Jesus in bodily form.
خود عیسی مسیح بود که جسد پوشید.
And it was proper
و اجازه داشت
to worship Jesus.
خدا رو بپرسته.
Yeah? And you might reason It says he worships.
میگه پرستید.
It doesn't specifically say that he worshiping his angel.
نگفتین فرشته رو پرستش کرد ولی پرستش کرد.
That's far-fetched.
It says تصوریه.
He drops on his face before this angel or this man.
یعنی چی؟
Yeah, this is the very next thing he's speaking to him.
بلافاصله که سجده
میکنه. What said my lord unto his servant?
خداوند به خادمت چی میگی؟
This worship was directed at this man with the sword.
این پرستشش در مقابل اون انسان با اون شخصی.
Who accepted the worship because he is Jesus Christ in bodily form in the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق ظاهر شد.
And then of course it said also, hey, you're on holy ground.
و میگه تو زمین مقدسی.
What other story do we have in the Bible where
کجای کتاب مقدس داریم که
that has been told somebody?
زمین مقدس.
You're on holy ground. Take off your shoes.
کفشتو درآر.
What other story is this?
چه زمانی بود؟
Yeah, Abraham, exactly.
Abraham
in the burning bush.
و اون تو آتش میسوخت.
Yeah, where Abraham meets God.
و اونجا خداوند رو ملاقات میکنه.
Yeah, and also Jesus called the captain here, the head. Jesus also the captain of our salvation. The Bible says. That's in Hebrews 2:10 if you want to read.
عبرانیان 2:10.
Yeah, for it became him from whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
Hebrews?
Jesus is the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2:10.
زیرا او را که به خاطر وی همه و از وی همه چیز می باشد چون فرزندان بسیار را وارد جلال می گردند شایسته بود که بانی نجات ایشان را از راه رنج ها کامل گردند.
Yeah, here's the fifth one.
پنجمین داستان.
Yeah, and I forgot to put in the break, but the fifth one is the story of Gideon. That's in the book of Judges, Judges chapter 6. And read verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat unto an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites.
اما فرشته خداوند آمده زیر درخت بلوطی در عفره که متعلق به یوعش ابی ازری بود نشست. جدعون پسر یوعاش در چرخشت گندم میکوفت تا آن را از مدیان محفوظ بدارد.
Yeah, so the Bible says that an angel of the Lord comes to bring him a message.
Also 12.
No, later on. Yeah? And of course the first thought can be, it's an angel. But remember, an angel is just a messenger. It can mean different things. It can be referring to different, like an angelic being, or even a human being.
Yeah?
And it can also point to Jesus, being the messenger. Yeah? So what is it here? Read the next three verses, 12 to 14. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, that and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?
فرشته خداوند بر جدعون ظاهر شد و به او گفت ای جنگ آور دلاور خداوند با توست. جدعون گفت اما ای سرورم اگر خداوند با ماست از چه سبب این همه بر ما واقع شده است؟ کجاست همه آن اعمال شگفت‌آور او که پدرانمان برای ما بازگو می‌کردند و می‌گفتند آیا خداوند ما را از مصر بر نیاورد اما اکنون خداوند ما را رها کرده و به دست مدیان تسلیم نموده است آنگاه خداوند بر او نظر افکند و گفت با همین اقتداری که داری برو و اسرائیل را از دست مدیان نجات بده آیا من نیستم که تو را می‌فرستم جدعون جواب داد اما سرورم من چگونه می توانم اسرائیل را نجات دهم؟ اینک طایفه من در منسی ضعیف‌ترین است و خود من در خاندان پدرم کوچکترینم.
Yeah, so who is looking on Gideon and talking with him?
کی با جدعون داره صحبت میکنه؟
It says the Lord looked upon him and said.
خداوند به اون نگاه کرد.
And the Lord again is in all caps.
و خداوند pointing to
Jehovah God.
یعنی کلمه یهوه خود خداوند استفاده شده.
It's God the Father. No.
پدره.
Because God, no one has seen God the Father at any time. This is Jesus. Yeah, read on 15 and 16. And he said unto him, O my Lord, by which shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.
و خود من در خاندان پدرم کوچکترینم خداوند گفت به یقین من با تو خواهم بود و تو تمامی مدیان را یکجا شکست خواهی داد.
Yeah, and then Gideon wants some proof because he's not sure. At this point, he doesn't know sure who he's talking with him.
And if you find out,
he's certainly afraid. Yeah, but this is another instance of Jesus Christ in bodily form in the Old Testament interacting with men. And now the last one I want to show you. And that's from the book of Daniel. And I want to bring this up because false teachers hate this one. False teachers who do not believe in the Trinity. Yeah, and the reason why they hate this part is because it uses this, the term Son of God in the Old Testament. Yeah, go to Daniel chapter 3.
Daniel فصل 3.
And that's where we have the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abu Nazar.
Yeah. And the story is that, of course, they have to bow down before the statue that Nebuchadnezzar has made.
And
they don't want to do that because they only should worship God. And I love the story, but we don't have time to read through it all. Yeah, they're very bold.
Yeah,
they don't have to think about what they need to do. They just say, hey, we're not going to bow down for your statue, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, better you throw us into the fire. It doesn't matter.
Yeah?
Yeah, and our God can save us. But if he doesn't, hey, that's fine too. We're not going to bow down. Yeah, so as a result of their disobedience to Nebuchadnezzar, which is right disobedience towards a higher authority, because there is a higher authority above Nebuchadnezzar, who is God, and they end up being thrown in the fire. Now read verses 20 till 25. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into this midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Peace. 20 تا 24
20
شماری از قوی
20 تا 25 ببخش
او شماری از قوی ترین جنگاوران لشکر خود را امر فرمود که شدرک و میشک و عبد نبو را ببندند تا ایشان را به درون کوله آتش سوزان افکنند پس آن مردان را با رداها و شلوارها و دستارها و دیگر جامعه هایشان بستند و به میان کوره آتش سوزان افکندند فرمان پادشاه چنان سخت بود و کوره آتش چنان سوزان که شعله های آتش کسانی را که شدرک و میشک و عبدنبو را می بردند کشت و اینک و این سه مرد یعنی شدرک و میشک و عبدنبو در حالی که بسته شده بودند به میان کوره آتش سوزان افتادند آنگاه نبوکدنصر پادشاه در شگفت شد و شتابان از جا برخواست که از مشاوران خود پرسید آیا سه مرد را نبستیم و به درون آتش نیفکندیم؟ آنها در پاسخ پادشاه گفتند درست است پادشاه ها. گفت اما من چهار مرد میبینم که رها از بندها در میان آتش گام میزنند و گزندی به ایشان نرسیده است و سیمای چهارمین شبیه پسر خداست.
Yeah, so who's the fourth man that shows up in the furnace?
Now,
I believe this is Jesus Christ in bodily form in the Old Testament. As Nebuchadnezzar prophetically says, the fourth is like the Son of God. Now, of course, the people that do not want this to be Jesus, they will say things like, oh, this is Nebuchadnezzar saying this. He is an unsafe man. And I can see why people say that. Yeah, and I don't have another verse here to prove that this is actually what it says. Like we had with Melchizedek, with Hebrews, and Jacob, with Hosea.
But
let me tell you why I believe this is Jesus in body form,
yeah, to get,
who stands with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire.
Now,
let me first say that for Nebuchadnezzar to make a prophetical statement as an unsafe man, that is not unusual. Here's an example of this in John 11. John 11, 49-51. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, "You know not at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation." Chapter 11, verses 49-51.
Safiye 168.
یکی از ایشان قیافا نام که در آن سال کاهن اعظم بود به ایشان گفت شما هیچ نمیدانید و فکر نمی کنید که برای ما مفید است که یک شخص در راه قوم بمیرد تا تمامی ملت هلاک نگردند و این را از خود نگفت بلکه چون در آن سال کاهن اعظم بود
Yeah, Caiaphas was definitely an unsafe person. Yeah, he was one of the clan that crucified Jesus, that hated him. Yet, it says he didn't speak of himself, and he prophesied something about Jesus. Yeah, so Nebuchadnezzar making a truth statement, or saying something prophetically. Yeah, that's not a problem. Now, let me give you some reasons why I believe it is Jesus the fourth man in the fire. Now, of course, first of all, we already have seen examples that Jesus does appear in bodily form in the Old Testament. Yeah, so I already know this is a biblical doctrine. Yeah, I gave you six examples. This is the sixth one. Yeah, even if we can prove one, it means this happens.
Now,
second, clearly, this is a miracle. Yeah, this is something that is from God, what is happening there. And Nebuchadnezzar looks at it and just proclaims, hey, this is like the Son of God. Yeah? Now, thirdly, this is actually a beautiful picture of salvation. If Jesus is the one in the fire, because Jesus is the one who saves us from the fire of hell. Yeah, so if this is not Jesus, then you lose that picture. Yeah, and last bonus reason I would say this is Jesus. And that's because of modern Bible translations, many of them have changed this verse. Guess what I did with it? Yeah, they took the term the Son of God away and they replaced it with a son of the gods. Yeah, so it could never ever point towards Jesus. Yeah, so this picture of salvation would never be there. Yeah, but that's false. Yeah, that's not what the Bible says. It says the Son of God. And the proof is the next verse, actually. Because that is not what is on Nebuchadnezzar's mind. Yeah, a son of some of these pagan gods. Yeah, yeah, read verse 26 of Daniel chapter 3. Yeah, then Nebuchadnezzar, that's the very next verse, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Daniel 3, verse 26.
سپس نبوکدنصر به دهانه کوره آتش سوزان نزدیک آمد و گفت شدرک، میشک و عبدنبو ای خدمتگزاران خدای متعال بیرون شوید و اینجا آیید. پس شدرک و میشک و عبدنبو از میان آتش بیرون آمدند.
Yeah, so is Nebuchadnezzar thinking of all these pagan gods that are worshipped in his kingdom? No. His mind is specifically on the Most High God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are worshipping. Yeah, when he's talking about the Son of God, he's talking about the Son of God of the Most High. So, I believe the fourth man in the fire is Jesus Christ. Yeah, and If you don't want to believe that, that's fine. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, but I gave you six examples that will show you Jesus in bodily form in the Bible.
Yeah,
yeah, and at least with three of them, there's no way around it.
Yeah,
Genesis 18, you cannot get around that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, was in bodily form in the Old Testament. Yeah, he was not only prophesied about in the Old Testament, but he also appeared in bodily form in the Old Testament. Yeah, interacting with humankind, involved in his creation, remember? Yeah, because he is the second person of the Trinity. I want to close with Revelation 4:11.
Yeah.
4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
ای خداوند شایسته ای که جلال و اکرام و قدرت را بیابی، زیرا که تو همه موجودات را آفریده ای و به اراده تو بودند و آفریده شدند.
That is for Jesus.
و اون عیسی مسیح.
Amen.
آمین.